Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of blowing up a major dam, sparking warnings of severe flooding in Russian-controlled territory downstream in the region of Kherson. Water levels have risen by 10 metres in the area. People are being evacuated from surrounding villages. Ukraine's military blames Russia for the damage, but Moscow-appointed officials say the dam was hit by Ukrainian shelling. The Novokakhovka Dam links the banks of the Dnipro River, held by Russia on the south and Kyiv on the north. Water from the dam is used to cool the reactors of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant further up the Dnipro River. We'll get reaction from Moscow in just a moment with journalist Yulia Shapovalova. But let's first speak to Charles Stratford. He's in Kyiv for us. And Charles, what is Ukraine, first of all, saying about this attack on the dam?
Well, Ukraine is laying the blame squarely on the Russians for this, what they describe as an attack. Ukrainian military intelligence said that this was an attack, in their words, because of panic amongst the Russians, in panic about a potential advance by Ukrainian forces. We've had a lot of speculation that that the Ukrainians will indeed try and take back control of areas south of the Dnipro River. There was evidence of that only last month, where there were reports of Ukrainian forces having crossed an area of the Dnipro River closer to northern Crimea. But the Ukrainians saying that there are around 80 settlements that are now having to be evacuated. We've seen pictures of water flooding into areas in some of the settlements, certainly to the east of Kherson. So there are huge concerns about flooding. There are huge concerns about electricity power outages as well. Local authorities in Russia saying that they expect that the river could rise up to 12 metres. The Ukrainians are saying that they'll know exactly the extent of the damage and the height of the water in around about 4 or 5 hours from now. And, of course, there are huge concerns about this nuclear plant, Europe's nuclear plant that sits further up the river. Massive concerns that this could affect the cooling systems of that plant.
OK, Charles, many thanks indeed. That's the view there from Kyiv. Let's now speak to journalist Yulia Shapovalova. She's joining us from Moscow. What's the reaction we've had, Yulia, from the Russian authorities in control of this region of Kherson and Moscow?
Well, actually, we haven't heard from Russia's top-ranking officials yet, but the local pro-Russian authorities of Novokakhovka denied the accusations that Russia is behind the destruction of the station. They have also said that the Kakhovska hydroelectric power station cannot be restored. The Russian-appointed mayor of the town of Novokakhovka, Vladimir Leontiev, said that the destruction of the station was a catastrophe which was created by the Ukrainian authorities and those who controlled them. As we heard from the Ukrainian side, the explosions at the Kakhovska power station meant that the Crimea would be left without water. But according to the head of Crimea, Aksyonov, there is no threat of flooding in Crimea due to the destruction of the station. But there is a risk that the North Crimean canal will get shallow. Also, as we know, the Ukrainian side said that the situation also creates risks for the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant due to the possible shortage of water to cool the reactors. But according to the IAEA, there is no immediate threat to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, as there is enough water right now to cool it down. Basically, the Kakhovka station was built back in the 1950s, and over the past year, the armed forces of Ukraine, according to Russia, of course, have been regularly shelling the Kakhovka hydroelectric power station. And in October last year, Russia created a letter for the UN Security Council calling on Kyiv to prevent the destruction of the dam. In March this year, the head of Novokakhovka actually said that the hydroelectric station had received significant damage over all those months and that it is still impossible to carry out restoration works. But the station was kept in the working condition.
OK, Yulia, many thanks for bringing us the view there from Moscow. Yulia Shapovalova reporting from Moscow.